The Hiawatha locker room chats continue as it's time for our chat with Coach Brady Jasper, the head coach of the boys basketball program, as the boys coming off a huge win at home at state-ranked in Class 2A Rossville in a game where they led essentially the whole game. Rossville coming back and tying that one, but a layup there with 7 seconds to go. Michael Jensen gets the game winner, and Coach, that was an amazing game by the team to hold on there at the Roundhouse and find a way to get the W. How big of a win was that for your program?
Oh, yeah, big win for us. Like you say, a thrilling game, close game. You know, we've been in so many of these already this season, and a couple of them we faltered, and so it was nice for us to find ourselves on the right side of one last night, or the other night there with that Rossville win. Hopefully that can give us some confidence moving forward.
You know, for Rossville, that, you know, they have one of the best players in the state in Class 2A. You guys were able to maintain. I mean, he averages, I think, 25 points a game. He still got 18. He got his, but at the same time, you had some players really step up with some big minutes in that game. And you guys really, as a team, worked together, I thought, really well in that game to get the overall team win.
Yeah, you're right. I do. And going back to what you said about Jack Donovan, he's a good player. He got going a little bit in the second half, but we did a pretty good job wanting to try to stay with him. They have several good players. And so we needed those nights from our guys. Our guys played a really good game. Maybe not so much a bunch of guys that would show up statistically in certain categories, but collectively, just through some of the stretches of that game, our guys really pulled together, executed a few things that we really needed at some key times. So really good for us.
You know, we talk about, you talk about the close games. I mean, and just a little bit of a lack of rhythm. I talked with Coach Jasper Stacy earlier about the girls, and you know how it's been tough for the teams to kind of get into a rhythm. You guys went into the break after a tough loss to Silver Lake. You come back, you get a game in, tough loss to Holton. You lose a game there with cancellation because of the weather. You're missing practices. You get the big win, and then here we are with a bye week on Tuesday this week, and then you go to Jeff West. Has it kind of been hard to get a routine going, or how's the team responded to this inconsistency?
Well, a little bit, I guess, you know, whatever you expect to be the norm, but we just got to go with what we can. We've had, like you said, the game was canceled, and we had an extra practice, and you know, not much of those things were in our control. So who knows how that might work out. We've said all along, we hope it turns out to be true, that we maybe didn't get off to a great start. We kind of found some footing, and hopefully now we can gain some traction. And you know, we've always said from the jump, we want to be playing our best later on in the season. And it's a long journey to try to gradually make sure that we're developing all the time. So I don't know, maybe we can still find ourselves on track. That's at least what we're hoping for.
Well, you got some big games obviously coming up later on in the season. Up next for you guys, you've got a road game. You guys head to Jeff West to take on the Tigers. We kind of touched on this last week about how that's somewhat kind of become a little bit of a rivalry between the Tigers and the Red Hawks. And, you know, be a great way to get a win again on a Friday night, but this time on the road at Jeff West. What do you guys see as a challenge, or what do you guys have to do to get the win down there at Meriden?
Oh, we expect nothing less than a close game, hard-fought game. They've got a nice team. They got a good score. You know, I think the matchup is probably fairly equal. We just hope that we can kind of continue to build off our game the other night. I think we're playing a little bit better. You know, we're finding some things out about ourselves that maybe we didn't know early, and have kind of been adapting a little bit here. And so we got a better look to us. So I hope we can continue that.
All right, and then briefly want to touch, because before we talk again next week, you guys will get started with the Thunder Classic over in Seneca, your midseason tournament. Bracket's not quite out yet at the time of this interview, so what we do know is that going into that tournament, at least at this point, there's three teams who are undefeated going into that, so you know that more than likely you're going to have one of those teams. Big challenge there to open up that tournament.
Yeah, really competitive tournament. So like I said, I hope that it's true that we are playing better and been making some progress. We don't know what the bracket's not out, as you mentioned. We know our first round matchup is going to be against an undefeated state ranked team, whether that's there's three of them in the field. You know, Nema Hall, the host team, is undefeated. Rock Creek is undefeated, ranked 4 in the 4A poll. St. Mary's hasn't been beaten yet. Troy has one loss. And I mean, you know, even the bottom half of that bracket is Holton, Marysville, Hiawatha, just still probably some pretty decent teams. So next week might be doing some shuffling. Some teams are going to find some things out about themselves next week for sure, even the top half teams.
Yeah, and it could be a very competitive, fun tournament to be at. And honestly, like you said, if you're playing your best basketball of the season or you're getting better, as like we've been talking, it could be some exciting games for you. And again, a huge stepping stone into the second half of the season for sure.
Yeah, we are getting better, and we'll find out how much better we've gotten. We'll have a chance to measure it next week.
What do they say? To be the best, you got to beat the best, right, Coach?
Yeah, it'll be tough.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck in the tournament, obviously, the first round before we talk again, then good luck at Jeff West. And, we'll be checking in with you next week. All right, Coach?
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach Brady Jasper, the Hiawatha head coach of the Red Hawk boys basketball program here on the Red Hawk Coaches Show. The Hiawatha Coaches Show, brought to you here on Kansaland Radio by Hiawatha Implement, by Citizen State Bank, and by Carl's Body Shop.